Hey, yo, welcome to Jake and Matt's podcast. We're going to get into it. I'm Matt Hilpert. This is Jake Kenny. And we're coming at you with some real serious issues. So if you're not down for that, get the fuck out. So, all right, we're going to start off with some Q&A and a question from my boy Jackson Wilcox. So, Kenny, why don't you hit us up?
All right, guys. Today's episode, we're pretty much just going to be doing Q&A the whole time. But we got a lot of questions from our Lansing Catholic student body. But let's get to Jackson's questions. All right. So Jackson says, would you rather titty bang a man with moobs for 15 minutes, or would you rather be forced to smell a blue waffle for 15 minutes? Please discuss in depth. Also, assume you would come on the man's chest, and also assume your nose would be only an inch away from the blue, from the disgusting woman's genitals for the entire 15 minutes. Explain your choice. Now, Matt, this is a tough one.
This is the most tough one.
Fucking Jackson, bro. This guy's giving it. This is a question. We handpicked this one. We haven't actually, you know, gone through all the questions, but we figured we'd start off with this one today. But you know, this is a tough one because, you know, first of all, you titty bang the man, you're gay.
You're
right?
Gay. If you come on the man's chest, you're extra gay.
Yeah, you're like titty banging, like that's definitely like a little homosexual, but once you come, it's full-blown gay.
It's like, it could go, like, you know what, I was drunk, I didn't even know, but, like...
Once you come,
the deal has been sealed. Like, it's over.
But then, you're fucking smelling a blue waffle, you know, like, as you told me before we started, like, right. You smell...
You would lose your sense of smell, most likely.
It's very possible. It's a high risk.
High risk
situation.
The thing
is, I'd probably take that risk.
I would take the risk as well.
I'd probably, cause like, see,
reason being,
like, cause I talked to Jackson when he sent this one to me. I didn't really talk to everybody else about the. I mean, Jackson gave me a full half a page paper on his questions.
Oh, absolutely.
So you know, he's describing to me these man's titties, and they're sweaty and shit. So
well, now the question itself did not get into the sweatiness of the said man's titties.
Yeah,
but we can assume.
We can
because
assume
because he has moves.
Because you're sliding too. You're sliding your cock through the.
Right.
Lubes. Like, it's got to be lubed up somehow.
Right, and if you're going to come, that would probably help along the process.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Well, I'd almost rather him have sweaty titties.
Yeah, get it over faster.
But no, I'm definitely going to go with smelling the blue waffle. If I had to eat her out or something,
go with the man's titties.
But if I'm just smelling that blue waffle,
an inch away is some generous space, I'm not going to lie.
True.
Centimeter away... You're losing your sense of smell. Like, your eyesight and your hearing is going to become significantly
better.
Your
eyesight is the real problem here.
Oh, but, God. You are going to have to be staring at that blue waffle for 15 minutes. Like, you're going to dream about it.
Yeah, no,
but it can also be said for the man's titties are going to be bad.
That's
you're going to be staring into that guy's eyes for, like, 15 minutes.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, no.
Might I'm just gonna... turn you gay forever. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Because
I picture this man, because he's got moobs, I picture him to be very fat and chunky, too. Like,
absolutely.
It's not like it's an attractive man with moobs, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, attractive men don't have moobs.
Exactly.
Right, no, if you have moobs, like, that's the kind of experience that turns a completely straight man gay, just because of the extent you went, I'm still going to be straight after that smelling that blue waffle. I mean, I'm going to have nightmares.
Yeah. But, I'm going to take some time from all sexes after
that. I'm going to need to hit up Yankee fucking Candle.
Yeah.
And, like, get some seriously good-smelling shit in my nose just to get that out of my head. Like,
yeah. No, but I think Jackson, I think we both would say gonna have to go with the disgusting woman's genitals.
Gonna have to go with the genitals, man.
All right.
Every time.
I appreciate your question, Jackson.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Now, the rest of these questions are pretty much gonna be random. They're gonna just be coming
off the stack of post-its
off
we
the
got
stack
here.
Of, yeah, we got a lot. We got a lot of questions. Shout out to...
Just take a
Lansing
random one?
Lansing Catholic, shit. All right, we're going to start off with this first one here. And, oh, I know who this one is. Yeah, this one actually, see, we go to Lansing Catholic, so we got a couple of nuns at our school.
Oh, I see.
And I got this one from one of the nuns. So, yeah, see, they're not all going to be disgusting questions
like
that, guys. When we said we were going to discuss some serious topics, we meant it.
We are going to cover all topics.
All
Trust
topics.
Us.
Every
Trust
single
us.
Topic there is. Not necessarily today, but.
Right,
you know.
No.
So, her first question says, who is your role model?
Now,
that's a tough one.
I can answer that right off the bat. Gucci Mane. And I have multiple.
Gucci don't play no booty games.
Gucci don't play no booty games. If you aren't aware of who Gucci Mane is, then you probably shouldn't be listening to the podcast to begin with. But Gucci Mane is a great man. He's currently in prison for smashing a vodka bottle over a man's head.
Yeah, well, then, he shanked somebody.
He also shanked somebody in prison.
Because of the booty games, that's where the whole thing came from.
There was a guy trying to play booty games, and Gucci wasn't about to play no booty games.
I think he's actually getting out. He didn't get as
much. That's what I heard. Yeah. March 2016, get ready, guys. But, man, he has had quite the history. He got arrested for driving on the wrong side of the road to prove he was the most mentally challenged driver in the game.
So he was sober when he did it?
Yeah, he was sober. He was trying to prove something.
Really?
He threw a woman out of a car for not going back to his hotel room with her, or with him. The guy all around, like, if you've heard his music, it doesn't make no fucking sense. he drops about 10 mixtapes from prison a year. Yeah, one time he dropped 3 in one day, so absolutely.
Really?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, my friend. Dessert the next day. Like, I'm saying, like, this guy inspires me to achieve. So, hit me up.
I'm going to say my role model is, you know, there's so many role models, honestly. And this is just one that comes to mind. And you're going to have to let me explain this.
Of course.
One. But I'm going to say Jordan Belfort.
Jordan? Ah, Wolf on Wall Street?
Yes, the Wolf on Wall Street. And I say this just because of the Wolf of Wall Street movie. I haven't really looked into the actual story, but for every time I see the Wolf of Wall Street movie, I'm just inspired. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably 90% because it's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Of course,
I actually have a man crush on him. Like, he's a beautiful man.
It's hard not
to. He's my favorite actor by far. Yeah. Away. But no. Every time I watch that movie, I'm just so inspired to get money, and it's not necessarily like. It's not that I want to be greedy with my money either, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll have a fucking charity.
Yeah.
I just want to, I want to do whatever it takes to make money, and you know, I'm probably not going to freaking shoot heroin every
right,
morning.
Right, no, Quaaludes, cocaine, like, no. Like,
I don't have to do that.
You
shit.
Just got to make that money.
It just inspires me to make money, you know?
How
it's not
you
all
use that money is, like, your business.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go do some cocaine, Belfort, like, that's fine by me. Like, I'm going to use my money how I please.
Yeah. I don't want to be Jordan Belfort when I say that.
Right.
He's my role model in the fact, the way he approached life.
Of
know,
course.
To get that money.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's what I want to do. But, all right. Well, we can bring up that story we were talking about earlier for me when we got pulled over. Sister's next question, this could be juicy.
So
what's the scariest situation you've ever been in? Comes from a nun.
Comes from a nun. Scariest situation I've ever been in. I feel like you should go first, because you have one on the dome.
Got one on the noggin right now. All right. Scariest situation I've ever been in. I didn't even get in any trouble, to be honest. But I was with my buddies, Seth and this kid, Zach. We were chilling at Zach's mansion. And, Zach's got a lot of alcohol in his basement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Seth didn't really drink either. Zach is just fucking yammed, bro. I mean, he was slammed out of his mind. I don't think I've ever seen the kid so drunk in my life. He's a pretty crazy cat when he gets drunk.
I believe it.
But we're out there, and we talked to Seth. We were sneaking out, you know, and me and Seth planned just in case we got pulled over or something. I knew Seth had a couple shots in him, but he wasn't really fucked up like Zach was. And so I was driving, right? And I told Seth, I was like, yo, we get pulled over. What are you going to want to do? You're going to want to switch seats, or are you going to want to just try and pull it off while I'm in the driver's seat? Because the thing is, if I'm in the driver's seat, I'm going to have to tell him right away that the other guys in the car with me are... I didn't have my license at this time. And so I was going to have to tell the police right away, if I did get pulled over, that they were drunk, and that was the reason I was driving without a license. And, so Seth decided, Matt here got in a situation similar one time.
Oh, I did.
And, with his buddies, but they got away, you know, all the police did was call his parents. They didn't really do anything about it, but they knew that you guys were pretty fucked up, right?
Yeah.
So we came to the decision that we would try and switch spots. Hopefully the police wouldn't question the other two so much about what they had been doing that night. But we did wind up getting pulled over, and we got in this situation, and so me and Seth decided to switch seats, because Seth was pretty sober, and Seth had less than I even thought he had. But anyway, we get pulled over, me and Seth switch seats, And this cop comes up to my window and he starts banging on the glass because they saw me and Seth switch seats. But they didn't know we switched seats. They thought we were throwing stuff under the seat. Later on, the cop told me that he thought I was throwing weapons underneath or something. Such a fucking idiot. Anyway, this cop starts yelling at me, threatening me, telling me he's gonna rip me out of the car and beat me up. And I wasn't even doing anything. You know, I was just sitting there with my hands there and I said, yes, sir. Which eventually paid off for me. You know, you gotta be respectful of the police if you do it enough. Once they pull you over, even if, you know, they're being pretty brutal right when they first pull you over, you be respectful of the police.
Absolutely,
it'll pay off. And
it will.
That's what got me out of this without even getting in any trouble. And might I add, this was really late in the morning, so we all had a curfew, and we were out past then. Anyway, we get pulled over, me and Seth switch spots. Seth is very level-headed. We tell Zach not to say a word because, again, he was extremely fucked up. Anyway, Zach doesn't listen to me and Seth, and he starts acting like a fucking idiot when the cops get up to the windows. Like, I mean, a fucking idiot. Literally, the cop pulls up to the back window. He's like, what's your friend doing back here? And Zach looks straight at the cop, and he's like, bro, I take psychology. I can read your mind. He starts fucking telling the cop that all he has to do is look at his face and read his mind. And the cop knows right then that he's fucked up.
Oh, absolutely. No,
like, what the fuck is wrong with this
kid?
You
don't just say that to like, an officer of the law.
Oh, my God. What a fucking dumbass. Anyway, I mean, we were screwed the pooch right there.
Oh, absolutely.
So they pull us out of the car. And they start telling us that they... Kid's acting like a fucking idiot. And they said it's a curfew violation. They know it was a curfew violation. The cop's like, why are y'all past...
Welcome back, guys. We had a little bit of technical difficulties in that last segment. We're going to get right back into Jake's story, so hit us off, man.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. I believe I was saying that we had just gotten pulled out of the car. Anyway, these fucking cops, they start screaming at us, telling us that they're going to give us a curfew violation, or that they were going to take us to juvie for our goddamn curfew violation. That was really the only time that I had... I got pissed off at the cops the whole night, and I was mad that they were going to take us to juvie for a curfew violation, because they hadn't even breathalyzed the other two yet. But anyway, they eventually dropped that. They stopped yelling that at us, and they breathalyzed the other two, and they tell me that my buddies were drunk, and I pretended not to know that Seth was drunk. I was like, fuck, but Seth wasn't really drunk. They breathalyzed him, and if he was 21, he would have been fine. He was still... lower than what the legal limit is.
That makes sense.
He was fine. So he didn't get an MIP or anything. But Zach was really fucked up. So they told me that Zach was getting an MIP right before they breathalyzed me. And I didn't even have any alcohol in my system, but I started shit my pants, right? But anyway, they breathalyzed me. I was all good. And they go out and they talk for about 15 minutes. And I was shit my pants, right?
Yeah.
And I was scared. I knew my mom was going to kill me because... I promised my mom beforehand that I was not going to sneak out that night. And then we fucking snuck out. But, the cop gets back in there and he says, Jacob, since you were the only one smart enough not to drink tonight, we decided not to give you even a curfew violation. So I didn't get in any trouble at all.
That is
totally hype. Swooped up. I mean, I was in a fuck ton of trouble with my parents, but, you know, I didn't get any legal trouble, which is good. You know, nothing got on my college application, not gonna have to put any of that shit on.
Yeah, that's good. That's
Zach
good.
Still has to go to court for MIP.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so respect fucking police officers if they pull you over, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Saved my life, pretty much, because I mean, fuck now.
Yeah, I mean, I have a similar story along those lines. A couple
that,
buddies and
you
I.
Go ahead and tell it.
I'll tell the story.
Is that gonna be your scariest situation?
Scariest situation. I was pulled over with two friends, gonna leave them nameless for the time being, just for the sake of anonymity. Well, we're driving. I'm not sure where we are. It's about 3 in the morning. I have the car, and I'm not supposed to have the car. So I'm driving, and I see a cop. I'm like, shit, I want to avoid this cop, so I'm going to go straight. And I go into this neighborhood. 3 dead ends at either side. I got to go back out. So when I get back out, he's in the left-hand lane. I'm in the right-hand lane. Red light. I'm like, well, I can turn right on a red. So I'm going to do it. And I'm thinking, okay, now this cop's going to be looking for a reason to pull over 3 kids in the car. Do I stay in the first available legal lane like Driver's Ed told me, or do I run the risk?
What the fuck?
Hey, I'm not fucking with those little violations, man. Or I'm thinking, or I could run the risk, and he could pull me over for something stupid. So I'm thinking, no, man, I'm going to compensate. I'm going to take this right hard turn, like, you know, hard. Like, so I take it. I smoke the curb. I'm God like,
damn it, man.
Fucking shit. I'm driving. I see the car turn right. I'm like, I'm done. So we're freaking out. Like, and then, you know, one of my friends is like, man, it's probably not even the cop. Chill. I'm like, it's the fucking cop, dude. So throws his lights on. I start freaking out. I'm not supposed to have the car. I don't have my license. I'm out past curfew. I have more people in the car than I should. So I pull over, and the officer comes up. I immediately start apologizing. I'm like, bro, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. He's like, son, are you completely all right? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm fine. I'm so sorry. And he's like, do you have your license on yet? I'm like, I do not. Anyone else have the license in the car? No. So step out of the car, please. I'm like, fuck. So he's like, son, what are you doing out so late in this neighborhood? You shouldn't be out in this neighborhood. And, oh, man, I had to come up with a story on the spot. I tell him that I'm going to one of my friend's house because he invited me over. And I'm thinking, well, this is going to be shitty when he pulls the other two guys out and checks their stories. They're not going to match up. Well, he pulls the other guy out the car, and nothing happens. I'm thinking, okay. Pulls the third guy out the car, nothing happens. Well, he comes up to me, and he's got, like, a pill in his hand. He's like, are you aware that your friend here had prescription drugs in the car? And I'm like, no. And he's like, okay, well then, you see how that's a problem? I'm like, well, not really. So then he asked me to search the car, and I'm thinking, all right, man, like, I don't know my rights that well to begin with. So I say, yeah, man, search the car. Like, that's going to make me look good, right? Like, because I know my parents are getting called regardless. Like, I'm just trying to not get fucking arrested. So I let him search the car, and, finds nothing, obviously. And he comes up to us, and he's like, all right, guys, give me your parents' phone number. I'm going to hit them up. I'm going to hit them up, and then going to let you guys go. I'm like, ah, fuck. So he calls my parents, and he's like, yeah, your dad wants you home in 10 minutes. I'm like, well, that's possible. I'm 20 minutes from home, so drop off one of my friends. We go back, and we get fucking ratted out. It was bad. You know, we were not supposed to have the car and all that shit, and I was scared, man. Scary situation. I will tell you, that would have to be it.
Yeah, no, that sounds pretty freaking scary, man.
It fucking sucked. I'm not gonna lie. All right.
All right, well, next question. Sister actually has another question out here. Wow. This will be a short one, so I'm
she's already got me tripping.
Sister, way to bring out those damn dirty stories. Some fucking
bringing
nun.
Out the dirty laundry. Goddamn.
All right. All right, next, last question Sister asks, what's your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday? Oh.
Dude, I gotta say Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
I gotta say Christmas, too.
I just, like, it's not just, it's not just that I like getting the presents. It's, like, I like the way my family acts around Christmas. We all get along.
I'm gonna be honest, I like getting the fucking presents.
I mean, I love the presents are my favorite part. Like, but the thing is, when we all give each other presents, like, my constant thought is, I gotta be nice to my mom because she just gave me this Xbox.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. I don't want to be a dick to my mom. I don't want to make her sad. She just gave me a fucking Xbox.
Oh, man.
I got an Xbox.
Like,
for Christmas.
I, like, normally I agree with this family aspect, but after Christmas, I went on a week-long cruise with my grandma on it.
And your parents weren't there?
My parents were there.
Oh.
My grandma was there, too. And let me tell you, I've never fucking...
Oh, you hate your grandma,
don't you? Now I fucking hate my grandma. Before, she was like, yeah, my grandma, she's chill. Man, that bitch is smelly. Let me tell you, like, I had the room next to her, and I could fucking smell her from there. And, like, she's always like, oh, yo, come play bingo with me. I'm like, bitch, bingo costs $20. I'm not playing fucking bingo with you, because I know you're not hitting me up. So, yeah, now, you know, that's ruined a relationship for me. Me and my grandma are no longer tight. So, yeah.
All right, thanks, Sister. All right, this one, this question doesn't exactly have a name on it. It's, I don't know if I should read this one. I'm probably not going to answer it, but it
says,
it says, what's your website of choice when stroking your schlong?
Yeah.
And the other part of it says, do you spit or swallow? I don't fucking do either.
Right.
So,
I feel like we addressed that realm of
God damn it. What are these people thinking?
Already.
I'm pretty sure this one comes from our buddy Greg Kenningsnick.
Again.
Well, they didn't hear the first one because that was on our test.
To fill you in, Greg asked us whether or not we liked his hair, and we said, no, fuck your haircut.
Yeah, so, no, he had nice hair, and then he cut it, and we don't like it.
Anywho.
But, anywho, Greg asked another question, and I told him that it had to not all be dirty, but it says, what's your favorite animal? And then the next part says, also, do you use lotion when you beat your meat? No, Greg, but my favorite animal is going to be a... Oh, shit, I have a favorite animal. You go first. Let me think about what my favorite animal is.
I think dolphins are pretty dope. Like I'm not going
to
lie to you.
They, like, speak to each other. You know?
They
like,
speak.
They have, like, their own language.
Dolphins are, like, smarter than us, and I think that's, like, really cool. Like, I would chill with some dolphins, like, yeah. besides the fact yeah. I can't breathe underwater.
I saw this thing one time, an article on Twitter, and it was talking about how dolphins were spotted passing around a pufferfish getting high. I swear to God.
Like, what, inhaling out of the pufferfish?
I guess.
So, like, when the pufferfish puffs up, you can get high off that air?
Apparently, I don't know.
That's
fucking
some crazy
game.
Shit. Like, that's something, that's bucket list now, man. That's on the bucket list.
Get high with some dolphins?
Get high with some dolphins on some pufferfish. Shit.
I say my favorite animal, I'd probably say maybe, like, I don't know, maybe, like, I always like koala bears because I just think they're so cute, you know what I mean? But, yeah. like, I'd also like a sloth because, like, I am sloth. I just sleep my whole life, you know?
Yeah. No, but, sloths are great.
Yeah, they're cool.
Like, they can be kind of nasty, though.
That's Riley Kramer's nickname. Sloth.
Sloth, really?
Remember that when they did that nickname special?
Oh, yeah. He was hanging sloth, from the shower ball. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I saw that. All right. Getting into another one.
Oh, we got some good ones from Nick Baker, but... But the thing is, see, to fill you guys in again, originally it wasn't going to be me and Matt doing this podcast. It was going to be me and my buddy Remy. And Remy decided to be a little bitch.
Remy didn't want to answer the pressing questions that society is demanding from us.
Exactly. He was too afraid that people were going
to
get mad at
him. He might have answered what his favorite animal was, and that's like all you would have been hearing from him.
Yeah, pretty much. And
I think we're good.
And so, yeah, for the sake of the podcast, you know... We booted Remy. I brought in Matt here.
Booted Remy.
But anyway, we got some questions before we decided to go with Matt instead. And my buddy Nick, he asks Remy. Remy's girlfriend's name is Christina, and that's Nick's cousin. He asks Remy when he's going to break up with her. I thought it was funny. But but anyway, I'm not even going to read Nick's other question. It's boring, so.
It is kind of boring. Yeah. Sorry, Nick.
So we really just got a letter. Donovan's got a question here, but before he wants a shout out, he goes, "Hey Kenny and Matt, it's your boy Don. Hit me with that shout out, cuz." A lot of XOXO. And then he gives his Twitter, it's @DonovanKramer1. Instagram, Donovan1024. And his Snapchat is @DonovanKramer.
Right, we better be getting a question out of this.
Anyway, he says, "By the way, what's your opinion on Mr. Smith?" I don't know if I should talk about this.
I'm gonna step in because I can tell you that the water in the tub occupied by Kenny and Mr. Smith is quite hot. It's boiling. It is.
We don't get along very well.
It is thin ice to tread on because there have been some incidents. Personally, I mean, Mr. Smith. I mean,
see, me and Matt. The one thing that we decided we were not gonna talk about on the show was. Shit about our teachers.
We're not trying to get flicked.
Yeah, because the Lansing Catholic it's a bitchy ass school, and they'll do shit like that.
It is like this is like Kenny, my boy Kenny here once tweeted something.
I tweeted that we were gonna have a snow day the next day, and I said, would it cross the line to tweet at Lansing Catholic that if we don't get a snow day the next day, I'll shoot up the school. And apparently,
it was crossing the line to the point of getting the cops at the school. So you see what we mean. Right, so you know what, Mr. Smith?
We're just gonna
let it lie.
I'm not a fan of the guy, that's
all
I'm gonna say.
We're gonna let it lie, yeah.
This one actually came from somebody in Mr. Smith's class.
Oh, yeah.
From my buddy Drake Shipman. He says, this is a serious political question.
Okay.
He says, should drug testing be mandatory to receive welfare?
To receive welfare.
And I like that. I like that. I've never heard that suggestions before.
I'm not saying. It's like, okay, if you're not going to work to get your money, then it stands to reason that they should at least make sure that the money they're giving you isn't just getting funneled into drugs.
Exactly.
Like, if you're going to be just using that money to not, like, further your, like, pursuit of a career or get out of the situation that you're in, then, like, they shouldn't be giving you that money. Because if you're just going to use it to get, like, high, then, like...
Exactly.
What's the point of even getting the money to you?
See, I agree with that. I'm not saying that they should totally take away the money because...
You still need money to support yourself. But, mm-hmm. if you are tested positive...
And they have families, usually. People on welfare have children. And
right.
See, that's where it gets tricky.
It
does get tricky.
Because if you take the money away, then the children who are...
The children who are completely innocent
suffering.
Are also going to suffer.
And that's shitty.
It's a... I mean, I just feel like there. I think that the drug testing should still be mandatory to receive welfare.
It should be,
but like, I'm not saying that if you fail the drug
test, there should be like gradual penalties that are enforced. Like, not the money gets taken away. Like, you get like penalized for every offense, and then it gets to the point where like fifth offense, like, dude, we're not giving you money anymore. Like,
they should take the kids after that.
Social services should step in.
Social services should step in for the kids. And that, I don't know, that's what, that's
the and best if thing there, I can come if there up with. Aren't children, then it's really, this person is just affecting themselves, and cutting off the money is not the worst thing.
Yeah.
Like, then that makes, that gives the incentive to figure something out. Yeah. Get like a, get a job, so like, not like, not, I'm not saying go out and get like a high paying job, like, just get yourself like on your feet.
Yeah.
And if you want to use that money from your job to buy drugs, then fuck it. But like, if you're going to be getting free money, then you got to be doing something.
Yeah, and you got kids. You got free money that you're supposed to be spending on your kids. And
you should be out there buying fucking there Cheerios, buying not cocaine. Man.
I don't think they can afford cocaine with the welfare, but, you know, probably some smack. All right. That was a good question, though, Drake. All right. We're just going right through the pile, and it says, why does Jacob have a small dick?
Now, which Jacob are we talking about here?
This is Vince's question. He's
Vince Sabrizi, you motherfucker.
You son of a bitch, Vince. All right. Yeah, I don't, Vince. Fuck you. That's all.
Let's move on.
What is your favorite food combination?
My favorite food combination? Man, I do not mind some nugs and barbecue sauce.
Me and Matt just fucking scarfing them down like 2 minutes ago.
You may have seen, however, that McDonald's gave me a nug about the size of my eyeball a minute ago.
Yeah,
that pissed me off.
Matt's Snapchat story. All right.
Oh,
God, we're just going right fuming. If you were a chick, who would you be? Who would be the three guys that you would date, bang, and have a family with? You pick any guy, like, so I could pick a fucking celebrity, or does this have to be people at our school?
I feel like they're going for people at your school, but I'm not answering that. Like,
I'm gonna go Tommy. With a celebrity.
Celebrity?
I would definitely fuck Leonardo DiCaprio.
Uh-huh.
I would probably date, well, this is really homosexual to answer this question.
It really is. But, you know, we're gonna power through it.
I'm gonna date, shit, who's in it? Oh, I'm definitely going to have a family with James Franco.
James Franco, wow. That's a good decision.
I'm probably just going to go on a date with either Justin Bieber or Zac Efron. I can't really pick one. Because like, I feel like Justin Bieber would be a bro, but that'd be a bro date, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're not a bro, you're a chick.
Oh, shit, I am a chick.
So you just got to think like straight sexual
at this point. Oh, shit. Probably Justin Bieber. No, Zac Efron.
To date,
Zac Efron. I'd just go on one date with Zac Efron? Yeah.
I don't know. I think I have it... I have it the other way around. I would probably fuck Zac Efron and date Leonardo DiCaprio. Because, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, like, I feel like dating him would be fun. If you see his lifestyle, like, that shit's crazy.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
That shit is crazy. Like, that would be, like, one
time. He's my favorite actor by far and away.
Right. Yeah, and, like, just think about that. But starting a family, you probably got to go older. And, like, this is going to sound kind of weird, but, like, I got to go with, like, Morgan fucking Freeman. I got to go with Morgan Freeman. Reason being... That guy's a fucking god. Like, if you've seen Bruce Almighty,
he actually plays God.
He is God. And he's been in some of the dopest movies you'll ever see. And, like, you know that guy's, he's great. You know he's going to treat you right. Like, I mean, he could still have kids. He may be, like, 107. But, like, you know.
His sperm still works fine.
Right. I mean, and plus, you know, he's not going to die. Because guys like that just don't die. Like, those guys live for a while. Because they're just legends. I mean, honestly. Fuck.
All right, we're going to go on to the next question. I'm just giving this a look. Oh, we got another serious political question.
Do we?
This one also came from our from my econ class with Mr. Smith. It says, okay, this has actually got two questions on it. It says Red River or Dirt Road. I have no fucking clue what that means.
I think I do know what that means.
What does it mean?
That means front or back.
Like if I had to hit it from the front or back?
Front or back, yeah.
Like, if I had to go in the butt or the pussy, or if I had to just, butt like, fucking go from the front or back? Like, if I could go doggy style, or, like, fucking...
No. It's butt or pussy.
Oh, shit. Pussy. What the pussy. Fuck kind of question is that?
I don't know.
I'd never go in the butt if I had to choose between the butt and the pussy.
That's not who I am, man. Shit.
I don't live that kind of life. There's four questions on here. Some of them are really good. The other one is, ass or tits or personality?
I'm a cross personality off the board right away. I don't mean to sound like an asshole.
I'm an ass man. I'm an ass man. I'm just going to toss that up in the air.
I do know. It is true. Kenny is an ass man. He has made that very clear in the last 2 hours. Me? I gotta say I go half and half. Not personality. Dude, fuck that.
Face is important.
Face is important.
Face is the most important for me, but like it's not on here. It's ass, tits, or personality. And if you're talking like personality and we're talking like a chick who's like a 5 and got a great personality. Actually, you know what? A 5 and a great personality, depending on how great that personality is, maybe.
I don't know. I'm saying material. Like person, but
if I'm talking fucking, if I'm talking fuck.
That's dating material, right? But like
if I'm talking, face is always the most important behind. Like, if I'm fucking a chick, her face is always the most important. But then I'm going ass, then I'm going tits. But face isn't really on here, so.
Face is, like, important for dating, I feel like.
Face is important
for
dating.
Very important
for
dating, yeah.
Well, like, I mean, if you're going to marry a chick, personality is what matters the most.
Personality, like, you need the personality. You can't just go straight personality. Like, personality, that's friendships. That's, like, bonding with people.
You got to
like,
be attracted to the person.
I'm not going to, I'm probably not going to be attracted to somebody solely for their personality.
But if I had somebody who was just straight flat all the way around and had a real nice face and a good personality, like, that's okay. That's fine. But, okay. So we got two more questions on the sheet. It says, do you think Tom Lawrence could improve as a janitor and how?
Do I think he could improve? Well,
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
This guy, okay, if you guys don't know who fucking Tom Lawrence is, he's this janitor at LCHS. And the guy fucking doesn't speak. He's like 70.
This man like, speaks he doesn't look straight 70. Grunts.
Like one time I was sitting on the lunch table and he points at me and goes, It's the most clear cut thing.
It's like a fucking caveman. It's like someone went and unfroze a caveman and put him in a janitor suit and said, "Hey, vacuum the ceilings." Like,
I heard a rumor you got hit by a bus. That's why
I also heard
weird.
That rumor. But like, you would have to be hit by multiple buses to be at the stage that Tom Lorenz is at.
He's
like
fucking
at least six. Like, if
you gotta have to get sandwiched at some point.
Quick story. There's some guys. We were in the bathroom. We're throwing clementines at the wall. And
what the fuck?
Freshman year or some shit. I don't remember. So Lorenz had just like cleaned the fucking bathroom, and we had done this before. He's trying to figure out who's throwing the fucking clementines. He comes in, sees the clementines at the wall, sees us standing in front of it, says, "Get out of here! What are you doing?"
He said, "Get out of here."
Yeah, get out of here. You don't know what you guys are up
to. Dude, get out of here. I've never heard him speak a word.
I know, it was incredible. So we get out of there, and he's like, "I think I know who stole the clementines." I'm like, "Oh, really?" He goes, "It's somebody in this lunch." I'm like, boy! Like, holy shit, you just saw us. Like, at least some of us were holding clementines.
Wait, he actually spoke to you, though.
He spoke to me. It was incredible. And, like, that, I still think, like, to this day, he hasn't figured out who threw those clementines. Like, come on, like, you could have autism and figure out who threw those clementines.
My brother's got autism, so.
I'm sorry, but but your brother could have figured out who threw the fucking clementines, man.
My brother doesn't actually have autism.
All right, good.
All right, the final question on this sheet from Table 6 in my econ class says, should we build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico? And then underneath it has an arrow that says yes. Probably Drake Shipman. But
probably, yeah. No, because
it's a waste of money.
It's a waste of money. It's a wall. Like a wall has never solved anything. A wall is a challenge, and what?
I'm thinking that all a wall is gonna do is it's gonna fucking piss off the Mexicans. It's gonna make them feel rebellious, and all they're gonna want to do is jump that wall even more.
Pissing off Mexicans never helped anybody.
No,
never helped.
Not even a little.
El Chapo just got arrested today.
I thought El Chapo was from, like, the 1800s, dude.
Nah, man, he just got arrested.
He's still alive.
That guy's, like, 200. Just imagine. You've got a pissed off Mexican El Chapo. How much trouble has he caused already? Like, you build a wall.
Isn't that the guy that dug himself out of the prison, like, six times? Yeah. How the fuck?
That guy knows how to escape a prison. Shit! This brings us in full circle. They're gonna find a way outside of this wall.
They're gonna dig under the wall.
They're gonna dig under the wall.
That's so fucking easy.
If El Chapo can escape prison, these any Mexicans old Mexican can figure, dig under a wall.
Can figure out how to keep it. I mean, how are you going to build a wall as long as fucking Texas? Like, there are going to be weak points.
Dude, I'm fucking
points.
Done with this stupid-ass this question. Is, fuck Donald
who
Trump,
who fucking
bro.
Builds that big of a wall besides, like, the Chinese?
Fucking next question, bro.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck this.
All right, this... Oh. This one comes from Taylor and Amy. It says, is it hard being so attractive?
Is
and
it?
You know, I... To be honest with you, Taylor and Amy... I'd say it can be quite a challenge sometimes.
It can be...
It can really get in the way of some things.
It can become a distraction.
But it's also... It's really nice to have it, you know?
It's a nice quality to have. Like, you know, things are just kind of
like... I just feel
easier
like,
to get.
I just feel like all my life there are these fucking women throwing themselves at me.
Like, I'm just trying to sit there and eat a burger. And then, like, oh my God. I'm like,
is that Matt Hilbert? Yeah.
Bitch, I'm trying
just
to eat this burger.
Let me eat my burger.
It's like, man, I'm one bite in already. Until this is gone, you stay the fuck over there.
God damn it.
Man.
These females, man, they're out of control.
You know what? It is fucking hard.
It's hard.
It's hard. A challenge. It's a daily struggle.
Like, honestly, I'd probably say, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably, like, an 11. But, like, if I could get that notch down to, like, a 9.5...
You might be able to get some shit done around here.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Exactly.
I totally feel
like
how you
I blame my GPA on these fucking dumb bitches that are always
throwing
themselves at me.
It... Ah, man. It gets fucking old.
Alright. Shit. This one comes from my math teacher. I asked him to give us a question.
Ah.
He says... Why don't you use your classwork time wisely?
Because fuck class time,
fuck
man.
You, Mr. Doherty, that's why.
All right. Next question.
Why isn't there a wall on the Canadian border? What the fuck is this shit? What the fuck?
All right.
Canadians... Don't fucking... Oh, my God.
Canadians probably got it better over there anyways, to be completely honest with you. Like, I would never go to Canada by choice. And I mean that, like,
exactly.
No, like nothing could get me to go to
would
Canada.
Would you go to Mexico by choice?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But, like, Canada, at least, like, you know, if I'm trying to, like, check out, like, some tundra, which I don't foresee me ever wanting to do, I would, like, I'm, like... Fuck, like, go to Alaska, like, go to, like...
I wonder if they can hear the police through this microphone right now.
Yeah, there seems to be some police-oriented issue outside of our podcast, broadcasting Kia. But, I mean, hey, the Canadian border is, like, 5 times as long, and that's, like, some rough math. It's probably not even close to
being
true.
That'd be so fucking expensive, it'd literally kill America.
And, like, who...
And the next question on this sheet says, how will you make America great again? I will make... What the fuck? I'm not fucking Donald Trump.
No, I'm not trying.
I'm definitely going to make America great again by not building a wall on the fucking Canadian border.
Yeah,
it's a stupid-ass question.
Like, this podcast is going to make America great again.
I'm going to save that one.
What's this one?
From Isabel.
Ah, we have an interesting question that we will definitely be saving when we have guests on the show. So,
yeah,
we're going to move.
Have to disguise their voice, though.
Yeah.
that's what they requested.
That's
going to
be dope if we can figure out how to do that.
What kind of causes would you riot for?
What kind of causes would I riot for? Man, decreased fast food prices. Everything is getting above $5.
Fucking McDonald's took away the dollar menu.
Do you remember
that? Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that. Fucking, what am I supposed to do with my dollar now?
Fucking high school kids.
Put it with another dollar and buy some shit? No!
Fuck yeah, man, that's what I'm saying.
No.
We need to fight for our right for our dollar menu.
Do you remember the days of the $5 footlong? Whatever fucking happened to that?
Fucking Jared started raping kids.
He started raping kids.
Jared,
let me draw a connection.
Fuck, we need to riot to get Jared back. With Jared, I mean, maybe some kids are going to get raped in the process. But then we get
those
our $5
kids weren't even that young.
They weren't. Jared was
16.
Getting... Jared was getting nudes from 16-year-olds.
I know.
Like, what the fuck?
Man,
nobody
these 16-year-old hoes be fucking people anyways. Like, that's their decision. Like, Jared is not at fault here. We want that $5 footlong back, and bitch, I want it back. Like,
I don't care how many kids get
like, he could,
like,
he could get with, like,
say that, but...
he could get with my cousin. I wouldn't care. Just fucking bring back
dude,
the $5
like, footlong. As long as you stay above 14.
Yeah, above 14. Like, I understand the
he's
age
just
of
getting nudes. Like, it's not fucking, it's not even child porn.
No, nudes
they're not kids.
Right.
They were 16.
What, like,
fucking
on, like,
chill on my man Jared.
If you go to McDonald's, like, the limit for the play place is 12 and under. I'm not saying 12 and up is okay, But, like, they're not kids anymore. Exactly. They're making their own decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, 12 is a little bit kiddish, but, like, once you get to, like, 14.
14. Yeah. 14, yeah. Like, I'm not saying I'm, like, exactly cool with it, but that should not be limiting my fucking $5 yeah. foot-long
Jared shouldn't have to go to fucking life in prison for fucking getting nudes from a 16-year-old.
Man, that guy lost so much weight. Like, that's an accomplishment. Come on, he deserves some, like, pussy.
He is an iconic person in the American culture.
Right,
This one comes from Gretchen Specken. It says, would you rather have your kneecaps a foot higher or lower than where they are now?
Now, hold on. I got to get oriented with my body real quick.
Yeah, I gotta
a foot lower, that's like where my, like, pretty close to my ankle.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely so, like, probably going to say foot higher.
Like, I'm not going to be able to
bend over.
I feel
like I'd be able to run a lot quicker if they were foot higher.
Yeah, but, like, okay.
Well, actually, you know, I don't regardless, think it matter because your legs are the same length.
Okay, but then your kneecaps are up by
your
junk.
You're not going to be able to play sports at all.
No, you can't play sports. Like, but... Could you, like...
Dude, what? I feel like you'd be able to do some freaky shit in bed, though, if they were, like, a foot higher.
If they're, like, down there, though, like, you could do that, like, sweet Michael Jackson thing where you bend all the way back, and people can be like, shit, like, that.
You're gonna have to get some serious calf muscles, though.
That's gonna get some points. But then, if you got them up here, like, on your thighs, like, you can pull the Matrix without even trying.
I don't even know what the fuck the Matrix is.
The Matrix system, which shoots at you, and you just dodge the bullet.
Oh, shit. You just dodge the bullet. I'm definitely going a foot higher. Because, like,
foot higher.
Like, I'm saying that because, I seriously think you could do some freaky shit.
Like, fucking, like...
Like, I can't think about it right now, but there's definitely some freaky shit.
Just think about, like, how easy it'd be to kick somebody in the face.
Oh, if they were true. You just... Higher. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the answer. Easy question.
All right. Let's see what we got here. I'm just going to pull one out of this. Oh, we had a lot of questions from our teacher, Mr. McCurr.
Mr. McCurr.
What a good guy. He didn't necessarily want us to say his name, but I'm going to do it anyway.
It's too late.
It's too late. He says, would you put a baby in the microwave?
The microwave. Wow.
He says, would you put a baby in the microwave for 10 seconds if no one found out and you got $100,000?
Fuck yeah, we put a baby in the microwave.
Well, when he told me this, he was telling me it'd be like an infant, like a fucking, a 5 second, apparently it'd like fry the brain or something, but I don't know.
I don't give a shit. No, if no one's finding out, like.
No one found out, I don't give a shit. Would you kill somebody for $100,000 and nobody found out?
Yeah, if no one's finding out, like, I feel like, God probably would not understand, and I'm okay with that. Because, like, you could, from that point on, like, you could get in good with, like, Jesus, you know what I mean? But, like, $100,000, that's a lot of money. Like, that's, like, that's a couple of Kias, Skip Young. I'm shouting you out. That's a couple of Kias.
We should probably tell them about my fucking Skip Young story now.
But, yeah, we gotta tell Skip Young story.
I don't know. Probably only people that we fucking know are gonna listen to this shit. But, if for some reason somebody else decides to listen to this show, in the Lansing-Jackson area... our local Kia dealerships are run by a man named Skip Young. And his mantra is, I want a Sia in a Kia.
That would be his motto.
And I happen to drive a Kia, so I tweeted at Kia of Lansing last night, and I asked him, I said, hey, Kia, any chance I could get a squad pick in front of my Kia with my boy Skip Young? I don't know Skip Young, to be honest with you, at all. But everybody knows who Skip Young is.
Everyone knows who Skip Young is. In the greater Lansing area.
Yeah. Yeah, so, so I'm definitely... They tweeted back at me, and they said that they'd talk to him on Monday when he gets back from out of town. So...
That's dope. Like, that is a damn good story. Would you kill Skip Young for $100,000 if nobody found out about it?
Fuck no, dude. Skip Young is my role model. How much? That first question
how much?
That sister gave us? Fucking Skip Young is my role model.
You're right. That I understand where you're coming from, but how much would it take for you to kill Skip Young if nobody found out?
Probably
how much money?
$200,000.
Well, there you have it, guys. I mean, $200,000. Not bad. I mean, Skip Young, his role model. All
right, we're going to go to the next question here. This is the last one I'm going to read from Mr. McCurs. He says, if you had to eat one lunch meat for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Man, I'm going with turkey. Because I never had bad turkey. And I'm not talking about, like, Thanksgiving turkey. Because that shit's kind of nasty, to be honest with you. But, like, lunch meat turkey? Like, man, you could experiment with that. And I'm talking, like, mayonnaise, mustard, like
fucking mustard, yuck.
No, I'm saying it's not bad on some turkey. Mustard. It's not bad on some turkey. I mean, if you're weird, like ketchup and turkey.
What the fuck, Matt?
I don't fuck with that. But like, if you're weird, like it's probably not bad. If you're freaky, man, if you into that, like that's okay. But mayonnaise and turkey, that shit is omatic. Dude, that
I used to hate mayonnaise. I'm gonna just cut you off right now and go to my fucking answer. I'm gonna say ham. And I say this because that's just normally what I get. But see, the thing is, I throw all sorts of shit on my ham.
Man, I've with had the bad sandwich. Ham.
So, Matt, ham is just like, I know you've had bad ham, man. Although, I've probably had some bad ham. But the thing is, ham is just my basis for my normal sandwich, you know? And
okay.
I've recently grown into mayonnaise, okay? And it just, it opened up a whole new world of fucking sandwiches for me, right?
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
It adds some wetness to my sandwich, you know, it makes it a little juicy.
It does.
And I can fucking throw adds some romaine flavor. On it. And plus, I throw this fucking romaine shit on it.
Romaine? I eat
it. Yeah, it's some kind of...
Lettuce?
It's like some kind of hard leaf shit. I don't know. Anyway, it makes me feel healthy when I eat it, you know, though? Like, it makes me happy. I'm like, fuck.
Okay, mayonnaise is not healthy, though. Like, that's why they sell low-fat mayonnaise. Because mayonnaise is so unhealthy.
What is Miracle Whip?
Miracle Whip?
The fuck is the difference? It's like, I feel like they say it's not mayonnaise, but I think
it's probably, like, made out of horse or some weird shit.
What the fuck?
Like, I'm serious. Like, you know, some weird shit's always going on with these. Like, I can't believe it's not butter. Like, it's probably, like, some nasty shit. Semen or something.
Shut the fuck up. We're gonna go to the next question. This one is from our buddy Greg again.
God damn it.
And he says, does size matter?
Well, Greg,
you know, here's the thing. I feel like I read, I don't know, I've definitely heard something about this. I feel like I saw it on TV or something. I don't know. Anyway, it depends. You know, if you're hooking up with a chick, no, it definitely matters.
Yeah.
Like, if you're definitely just fucking around with a chick, like, it definitely matters. But, like, if you're in a relationship with a chick, as long as you don't have a fucking micro dick, I don't think it's that big.
Yeah, if you're in a relationship, like, they're not going to care. But, yeah. I mean...
I feel like a lot of the deal with... Like,
if it's a hookup, it matters.
If it's a hookup, it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
It's 90% of the hookup.
It's,
so,
yeah.
It's actually 100% of the hookup, because it's just...
It's 110% of the hookup.
Fucking next question. God damn it, Chris. Oh, mayonnaise again. This next question.
Okay.
Would you rather question. It says, would you rather eat a handful of mayonnaise every day for a week or chug a half a gallon... This guy's fucking leaving the car. Or chug a half a gallon of mustard every day for a week.
What, is this half a gallon of mustard or mayonnaise?
Handful of mayonnaise every day for a week, or a half a gallon of mustard every day.
That's not even a question.
Fucking mayonnaise.
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 90,000 times out of 10.
What the fuck?
Man, if you're...
I don't even know who wrote that fucking question, but it was stupid.
If you would even eat a half gallon of mustard, like, in your lifetime, like, totally, I would question you
a little bit.
Dude,
I probably had, like, a finger lick of mustard in my lifetime. Finger lick of mustard. This question says, would you put a firecracker in your hand or light it? It's not even a fire.
No.
That's the... That's the whole fucking question. What the...
Man, you know,
whoever gave me this shit is
man,
stupid.
Did Jason Pierre-Paul teach nothing to you, motherfuckers? God damn it. That did you see his hand after that happened? Shit. No.
Oh, I'm trying to find Mary Beth's question. She gave me some good ones. But
really?
Oh, they're right here. All right.
There are definitely some bad fucking questions, guys.
You guys are... Some of you are stupid as fuck. Actually, I'm pretty sure that was Mitch Burnett. I don't know. One of these was Mitch Burnett. All right.
That was him. I'm
fucking
Mitch.
All right. Mary Beth says, if you turned into an animal, what would you... I feel like we already kind of covered
that. Yeah, dolphin.
Fucking sloth. if you could be named anyone else, what would be your name? I'd go with Matt.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I gotta go with Jake now that you said that, but people tell me I look like a Luke. I don't know if that's true.
You kind of do, actually.
Kind of look like a Luke?
Do I look like a Gale to you?
No, not really.
I don't think so either. Mary Beth wrote this question. I think she told me that freshman year. She was like, Jake, you look like a Gale or something.
All right, well, Mary Beth obviously doesn't know what she's talking about. Like,
dumb bitch.
Like, you could be a Steve.
What the fuck you, bro?
Hey, that's not an insult.
Next question is Hope Ann or Mary Beth. So for those of you who don't know, which you probably all do know, because as we said before, nobody else aside from people at our school is going to listen to this stupid shit. But Hope Ann and Mary Beth are twins. At the school we attend, and they look very much alike.
Very much.
I'm not going to answer that question because one of them is going to get mad at me. I mean, I like them both.
Both would get mad at us because one of them would say, what the fuck are you doing to my sister? Like, why would you hurt her like
what
that?
What the fuck?
No, I'm not answering that. God damn it.
Your dream job. Okay, my dream job, if I had my ultimate fantasy dream job, like I could do whatever I want in the whole world, I would be a male porn star. And I say this.
You're going to catch something,
but,
though.
No, but look, no, I'm not. Fucking, yeah. Dude, you can't have STDs if you're going to be a fucking porn star. And they do testing, like, all the time.
Man, but, like, I feel like they do some outsourcing.
Like, I have the dick for it, you know?
Okay.
I have the dick for it, and I'm thinking, like, I don't know. The thing is, I'm pretty sure, I don't know about the stamina, though.
The stamina? Yeah, no, the stamina's an issue, because they got some long-ass pornos out there.
Yeah, exactly. They're all, like, the real pornos, the real scenes are, like, 30 minutes. Actually, you know what? I was talking about this with somebody, and I, because, you know, we got to get a job for my econ class right now for this project we're doing. I want to be a porn star. I was talking about it with somebody, and they were saying that basically what they do in porn is they cut the scenes right when the guy's about to jizz, so it just makes it look like he has a lot of stamina, but he doesn't. So, I don't know about that.
Like,
my dream job is a male porn star, but nobody fucking, like, nobody ever sees a video that I'm in, but I want to be super popular so I'm rich. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds, like, impossible. I don't even care.
I don't know. Maybe they'll
I'll do the male porn star thing. I don't care if people saw me.
Dude, because, like, it's just that I don't want my fucking mom to find out I'm a male porn star.
If my mom is checking porn websites, she deserves
somebody
to
might
see
show
me.
My mom,
she
though.
Well, that person's, they're going to ask, what were you doing on a porn site?
Like, I feel like somebody's going to tell my mom.
That person is going to seem like a perv, though. And, like, then you can be like, you told my mom about this. What were you doing watching me in a porno anyway? What the fuck is wrong with you? You know me. It's watching me have sex. Fuck you.
But thanks for the fucking money.
Right. Oh my god.
Mary Beth's next question is, oh wait, what's your fucking dream job, Matt?
I'm kind of leaning on your side here. Like, that sounds like the most enjoyable profession. Like, you get the money you want. You get the extracurricular activities you want, which you get paid for. Like, come on, like that. Mm-hmm. What else could you ask for? Except maybe like a share in McDanks.
We're at McDanks right now. We're in the fucking McDonald's parking lot doing our podcast.
Our car has gotten steamy because we've just been
fucking
in here.
Steamy as shit right now.
Just been fucking talking for like the last hour. No.
Shit, do I have it? Oh, I have it. It's okay. Right on my nuts. All right, anyway, Mary Beth, next question. She says, wow, she gets weird at the end of this thing.
Really?
Idea of a perfect date. Dude, it's fucking sex, man.
Yeah, though that's like the best way to end it, I suppose.
Best way to end a perfect date, but there's gotta be sex.
Like, you gotta go somewhere cool.
But I'm not talking like the perfect first date. Like, a perfect date ends with sex.
Yeah.
Good fucking sex.
If it's not a perfect date if the first date ends with sex, because she a hoe.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, so.
Ladies, never fuck your guy on the first date. As much as, like, I'm gonna wanna fuck on the first
date.
Don't
do it. That just fucks you up.
I'm definitely not gonna come back for a second date if you fuck me on the first date.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. That's just a signal. That's a red flag.
Yeah, it's a red flag.
But if,
like, we're still gonna fuck you on the first date, but, like, we're probably not gonna go back for... Actually, you know what? It depends on how good... We might come back just to fuck you for the second date, but, like... Yeah, no, it's definitely... We're not going to keep you around if you fuck us on the first date.
Right.
Most likely. That's a
most
likely.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
Dream date, it's got to be... You got to be doing something really fun or be somewhere really cool.
Yeah, no,
you can't be bored for any
period. I don't
want
to go to
time.
A fucking fancy restaurant for a perfect
date. No. I wouldn't even care. Like, I would want to go, like, somewhere, like... Maybe just, like, a burger stand. Like, just, like, get some food and then get right into whatever.
To be,
like,
comfortable.
To be, like...
I want to be comfortable.
You don't want to have to, like, really impress somebody for them to be having a good time. You want
to
be able to just do what you love and have a good time.
Just chill. Yeah. No, I feel like I would want to go to, like, fucking Cedar Point or something. You know?
Cedar Point.
You
got to get
a
quick pass, though, because if you're waiting in line...
Oh, that's true.
You're going to get fucking bored.
Yeah.
You need the quick pass.
Yeah, because you can't just talk the whole day.
No.
You
can't talk to her for, like, 2 hours at a time. Mm-hmm. Just to go on one ride that's going to be, like, 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Like risk and gain.
Yeah, that's probably not the perfect date, but you get the point.
Yeah.
How will you propose to your future wife? I always like the fucking, like, the ring inside your food or something.
But
I love
what if
that.
She eats the ring?
No, it's like you put it around the breadstick or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like,
she, like, what if you put
when
it
when she
in
picks
cake?
Up the food, she'll see it. But, like, I like that. I just love that. It's pretty basic, but, like, I'll figure out
I
a way
feel
to
like
make
you
it
gotta
my
do
own,
something.
You know
you gotta do something personal to that person, though. Like, you ever see Friends, like, they got that, like, observatory thing or whatever? Like, it's like relative to that person. You gotta do something like
that was fucking romantic. Wait, right. Ross.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And like he didn't even do that, but it was still like that's how he would have done it. That was a date.
Oh, that's how he would have done it. Yeah.
He would have done it, and like yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, he probably end up doing it. Like I don't think. Yeah, no. I don't think they got married at the end of the show, but like.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't get married at the end of the show. They're probably married now. I mean, yeah. If you're like theoretically speaking.
Like there's like another dimension where Friends is still going on. Yeah. And they're married.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Mary Beth. What the fuck kind of question is this? She says, would you rather have a cat... Would you rather kiss a cat's butt or have scales?
Oh, have scales. Cat's butts are nasty, man. I have a cat. If that thing puts its ass in my face... Yeah, but
you're just gonna be a fucking snake for the rest of your life?
Oh. How long are we talking the scales? Like, are we talking like permanent scales? Or, like, have scales for a day?
I think so. I think she's like talking...
Fuck. Man, I'm gonna just bite the bullet, or rather the cat's ass.
Kiss the cat's ass. Fuck you, Mary Beth. I don't know how to think about that. Fuck these questions.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mr. Fink asked a deep one right here.
I feel like we're probably like almost out of time, so like we should probably like do a deep one and then end it with that.
Last question here. This one actually came from my theology teacher. It's going to be kind of a deep question.
This will be our last one, and then we're going to have to go for this episode, but we'll definitely be back after this. he says, what is the point of existence?
Well, fuck me, man. Yeah, that is deep.
That could be a full episode, to be honest.
That could be a full episode, but I feel like we could hit this up right now. Like,
I just...
The point of existence...
I don't know. You see, you could take this a multitude of different ways.
You could.
You could say, like... Like, when it says the point of existence, you could be talking about, like, what is a good life? Like, what right. is, I don't know, what is a person's reason for living, I think is what this means, you know what I mean?
Like, I feel like, essentially, it's to be the best person that you can be, but, like, that
Well, see, that's not just it.
That's not just it.
You want to have a good life.
You want to enjoy yourself.
You
want
to enjoy life. You want to enjoy be the best person
you want to be. Because you don't want to have a miserable life, but be the best person you can be.
Exactly.
Because, like, if you're religious, and you guys might not all be religious, listen to this, but, like, God wants you to, like, enjoy yourself, but at the same time be a good person. And if you're going to make yourself miserable being that good person, then you shouldn't have to do that.
And I don't think that's probably what God wants you to do.
No. Like, he wants you to enjoy yourself. But, like, also, like, I know God doesn't want you to sin, but, like, there are times in life where, like, if you go your whole life with, like, without sinning, like...
I mean, without living your whole life intending not to sin.
Intending not to sin, because you can't probably do it without sinning. Like, oh, man, like, there are good times that you were going to miss out. That, like, life gives you so many opportunities. Like, every year of your life, you have opportunities.
You can't just live your whole life after like, God. I mean, like, I go to a Catholic school, and I probably, like... But that's just, like, nobody wants to fucking... Sorry, God, but nobody fucking wants to just live their whole life fucking... I'm sorry.
I want to enjoy high school. I don't want to be that guy who...
Fucking Quentin Abbott, bro.
Yeah, who goes to church every day.
Love Quentin Abbott, but I don't want to fucking do that
goes
shit.
To church every day, gets, like, the best grades he can. Like, I get pretty good grades now.
Yeah.
Like, I think I do. Yeah. And I'm enjoying myself. I'm like, I also try to be, like, a good person. Like, I'll admit, I can be a shit person sometimes, but I try to balance that out. Like, it's...
Hold up. What'd you get on that? You see what you got on that PSAT?
PSAT, you got a 1370.
I got a 1354 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, I copied off you, like, almost the whole math section, though.
Oh, really?
I fucking remember you were sending those to me, boy! You remember, though? You, like, told me the last three questions.
I did! Oh, fuck! Oh my God, that's so funny.
Because we like went back because our booklets were still there and we fucking wrote our answers there.
Yeah.
Because you were like, I fucking copied the whole math part.
That's crazy.
I got a really good fucking score though. So if you could like sit by me during the ACT.
Dude, that, like that's National Merit Scholar like. We're going to get
that. It's 99th percentile.
I know. We're fucking sweet. Man, oh, that's dope. Man, guys.
You were talking about your grades and I was like, yeah, I got to ask that. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, like, I think it's about finding a balance. If you do all good shit and don't have any fun, then your life sucks. If you do all fun shit and aren't being good, like, oh, man, that, like, you're gonna pay, like, karma, man.
Yeah. No, it's really complicated, you know? I mean,
you gotta balance a lot of things. It's not just those two things.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's about, like...
It's a whole show.
You gotta form relationships with people, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's... I think that's actually, you know what? Right when you said that, that's probably what I would say. It's your relationships.
If you don't have good bonds with people, like
Like, the day I die, the thing that's going to matter the most to me is my relationships with people.
But, like, it's not, like, you could have a lot of close bonds, and, like, you could have, like...
But you got to build those close bonds by doing...
Right, and, like, say you only have, like, a few. Like, that's good, but you can't just have, like, a few. Like, those close bonds, like, they're important, but you should also have, like, a social, like, bubble mm-hmm. around you, too. Like, mm-hmm. oh, my God, there's just so much to this question. There's, like, oh...
Yeah.
But no, at the end of it, it's like,
might,
what?
We should actually, I'm thinking we might want to just have a whole show on this.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? Guys, we're going to come back to this. We might even have a guest on it.
We're definitely going to have some guests in the future,
We might, this episode might even have like six guests on the fucking Kia, and we're going to discuss the point of existence. So, this is Matt Hilpert and Jake Kenny. We're signing off of Jake and Matt's podcast.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, see ya.